Gentlemen, we discuss biblical solutions to today's problems on this program. That's what Stand in the Gap today is all about. We emphasize the biblical worldview, the authority of Scripture, and that the Bible, as absolute truth, does hold all the answers we need to answer all of the challenges that face us today. But we also know that 92% of the pews, those in the pews of our churches today, are begging for their pastors to preach and teach biblical principles and applying them to these issues of the day, but only 9% will do it. That's a problem. So in part, ladies and gentlemen, Stand in the Gap today is seeking to help to demonstrate what the application of a biblical worldview looks like on this large national radio pulpit, more or less, that is called Stand in the Gap today, that's reaching all 50 states and around the world, and over 450 stations. And we feel a need, all of you who are listening today, that for you who may be in churches where you want biblical principles applied and it's not being done, or if you happen to be in a church that is doing it, that this program will help to demonstrate what it's like for preachers. All of us in this program are preachers to apply biblical principles to these issues. Now, with that said, Gary and Dave,
that's me.
Let me go. Yeah, I know that's you. Let's go right into this. Our founders did embrace a set of essential biblical principles. They laid down a foundation for our nation, for our families, for individuals. The pulpits preached them, and they were incorporated into our Declaration of Independence. William Penn in Pennsylvania actually did the best job of pulling these together. I've taken them out and put them down into 10 essentials. But one thing is clear, they did have it right. I'm going to give quickly these 10 things they said they have to understand. Number one, and we're going to focus on that in this program. First, understand the nature and the role of God. Two, understand the nature of man. Three, understand the purpose for government. Fourth, understand the purpose for law. Fifth, understand the natural tendency of government. Next, understand the components of biblical justice. Next, understand the need for maintaining a republic. Next, understand the need to build in safeguards or checks and balances. Next, understand the need to biblically educate the youth. And then last, understand the need for prayer, as God is the one who actually builds and lays down the foundation.